We can also be transported by a simple photograph, like the tragic image of Ilan Kurdi, the 3-year-old boy, a refugee, lying dead in the surf.
Is one tragic picture able to do what countless hours of news coverage and gallons of ink have failed to do so far? That is, wake us up?
The New York Times wrote that the photograph, published in September, has forced Western nations to confront the consequence of a collective failure. Did it? The European Journalism Observatory tracked the European coverage of the migrant crisis in the month of September. It looked at the reporting around three key moments: the Ilan Kurdi photo, Germany's introduction of border controls, and the EU summit on the migrant crisis. Carolyn Lees, one of the report's authors, describes what happened.
Western European newspapers became much more sympathetic towards the migrants and refugees immediately after the photographs of the drowned boy, Ilan Kurdi. But the surprising thing was, within 1 week, most of the newspapers had reverted to their original editorial positions. It was so quick. And then by the end of September, the coverage had dropped completely about the refugee crisis, and they'd all become less positive than they were even before the Ilan Kurdi photos were published.
You looked at the Czech Republic, Germany, Italy, Latvia, Poland, Portugal, the UK, and Ukraine. Was there a regional difference in how they responded?
Yes, there was, interestingly enough. Ukraine, Latvia, Poland, and the Czech Republic. Of the 12 newspapers that we studied in those four countries, only three of them published the photos of Ilan Kurdi. And when they did, it was normally in a negative context. For example, one of them, which was actually the most liberal of all the 12, I think, only published the photo on page 11 and with the title, The Photo That Has Shaken Europe. They wrote a story about the European reaction to it rather than about the boy.
Why was there only a short-term reaction? Why didn't people care longer after they saw the picture of Ilan Kurdi, which seems to have a direct channel right into your guts?
It didn't take long for newspapers to start looking for a new angle. They want to publish what's new. And I think the 4 days or so that they gave Ilan Kurdi's story such resonance, I think some newspapers would argue that was too long and they had to move on. Maybe it made a difference in some people's minds. I'm sure people will always remember those pictures. I'm sure it will be a turning point.
How can you argue that these pictures will be a turning point when you demonstrated with your study that it wasn't, that the tide of coverage and public perception has turned against the migrants, and this was merely a blip that ultimately proved to have no lasting impact? So it can't be a turning point. I mean, we can keep saying that, but it's almost a reflex. It didn't make a difference.
Very quickly in the UK, the newspapers actually turned on the Kurdi family and even accused the father of being a people smuggler. So it went from the national mourning for the little boy to, hang on a minute, this family weren't genuine refugees. And that happened within 4 days. Yes, there was a short-term blip in our attention. We stopped, we were sad, and perhaps we even felt empathy towards the refugees because we suddenly saw them looking more like us. By the end of September, we didn't want to know again.
The British paper The Independent published this headline: if these extraordinarily powerful images of a dead Syrian child washed up on a beach don't change Europe's attitudes to refugees, what will? I mean, is the answer nothing?
If the media reflects what people want, then the signs are not hopeful. The issue, I think, has largely gone away. It may take another big event or a big tragedy, sadly, before the newspapers will become engaged again.
Carolyn, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carolyn Lees is the editor of the European Journalism Observatory. Coming up, we spoke to the co-founder of the site Upworthy. What happened next will blow your mind. This is On the Media.